Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. I want to talk about a number of things before we get into a little deeper into the UFO phenomenon, the arrival, the aliens, the paranormal, ghosts, and all the other stuff that seems to be plaguing the human race around the planet. So anyway, I want to talk about the flat earth concept that seems to be exploding all over the internet. Makes you wonder exactly who's behind these sort of things. It has all the appearance, I would have to say, of what I would consider psyops operations. We already know that the intelligence agencies indulge in psychological mind control operations all the time, unknown to the public, which refuses, of course, to believe that any of these sort of things actually happen, which makes it much easier, of course, for the powers that be to continue with their PSYOP operations. I learned all about PSYOP's operations as a pilot when, I guess I could not say by chance, although one might think it was, and I had the opportunity to fly the Great Britain, a Britain group, rock group, called Yes. And that was, I believe, back in the late 80s or early 90s. I can't remember exactly when it was. It was a long time ago now to me. But anyway, I had a chance to speak to the lead guitarist at that point in time. His name was Steve Howe. And we got to talking about, I guess, what one could almost call mind control operations. Because that's essentially what they did. He said that you had to, when you were doing a rock concert, you weren't playing to the 25,000 attendees to that rock concert, of which they packed every stadium they ever went into. He said you were playing with one spirit, kind of like a mind melt operation, where if you were really good and you were really going to have a rock concert, you had to grab the attention of these people within the first 5 or 10 seconds of playing, or it was not going to be a good concert. In fact, it might even be an out-of-control concert. Well, anyway, he said once you've got their attention through music, you then mold your entire concert around the concept of playing the music up so that it lifts them off their chair, and then missing a beat, a bad note, or something of that nature, which subconsciously they would catch, and they would sit back down. The essence of a good concert was doing this repeatedly over and over and over. And then, of course, the great sales of all the paraphernalia after the concert, which is where they made tons of money. But the basic thing behind it is mind control. Unconscious mind control. Now, I want to bring this flat earth. You may remember the Truman Show, where they had a dome over where he lived, and everybody was observing his life from virtually beginning to end. This dome was an invisible barrier upon which they projected different things like stars falling, etc., etc., etc. Now, the flat earth concept, as I understand it, and I haven't done a lot of research on it because I can't imagine why anybody would believe the earth is flat. The natural in zero gravity, if you take a liquid in zero gravity and you pour it out of a jar or whatever you want, you will find they form perfect balls. There's a reason for that. It's the natural order of things. Take an eyedropper, fill it with water, hold it high enough so you can see what the drop actually shapes into, and it will be a round ball. It's because that is the general nature of galaxies, stars, planets, etc., etc. So, why all this interest in the flat Earth concept? And now they're pulling scripture out, which they're totally misinterpreting, to try and prove a flat Earth. Now, I've been a pilot, professional aviator for years, flying in the latest of jets, latest of equipment, including point-to-point navigational systems, all set up on a round Earth concept. Now, there's a lot of things wrong with this flat Earth. For example, if I take off and go west and I got enough fuel to go around the world, I don't have to change course at all. I can go directly west, 270 degrees. I can maintain that 270 degrees and I will end up where I took off, barring any wind corrections I have to make. That is not possible under a flat Earth concept with a dome. I will run into that dome and crash and burn. Around the world navigation has been accomplished since the 20s. So anyone who thinks that the Earth is not round has to get around that particular one, and I don't know exactly how they're going to do it. The other concept is, of course, polar navigation, Antarctic navigation. If I want to fly to a certain area, I have to go over the poles if I want the shortest route. On a flat Earth, the shortest route is always a straight line, but in a curved Earth, it is always a circular line. That's, we have parallels. I can't imagine why people believe this. What I'm getting at is, even if you quote scripture, such as example, the four corners of the Earth, or the four high points, the prevailing westerlies and the prevailing easterlies, depending on which hemisphere you're operating in, pile up the oceans by a matter of probably 300 to 400, maybe even 500 feet higher than the rest of the oceans. Because of these prevailing winds, they slowly heap up these corners, if you will. And there are four of them. So it's very, very interesting that we could literally say that the Bible, when it said there are four corners, was actually telling the truth. There are, in reality, four corners, all of them, on oceans, because water is a liquid and you can pile it up. Then we have other problems, like they'll quote the circle of the Earth. If you take a globe and you go two-dimensional rather than three-dimensional, so you cannot see the curvature, what do you have? You have a perfect circle. It depends on the vantage point you're viewing from. Like the UN symbol is to try and prove the flat Earth, which is ridiculous. If they would read Isaiah, they would know that Antichrist looks down from the sides of the north. He says, right in Isaiah, I shall ascend to the sides of the north. The UN symbol shows the ascension to the sides of the north, looking down over the north pole. They really need to take a look at the UN symbol because it shows major distortion of the continents that we know when you go over them by air, directly over them. Anyway, we could go on and on and on and on. I really don't see any point. I want to point out that as far as I can determine, The flat earth concept is a psychological psyops operation, and I believe it's designed to determine just how gullible people are. And that, when I say gullible, I'm not talking about anyone's intelligence. I'm talking about the embracement of something that is not even logical and considering it to be truthful. Playing upon the minds of men. Now, we had a flat earth society many, many years ago. That was proven totally false. And then the other claim they make is that the earth is the center and the sun revolves around the earth. What they really need to do is make a model of that, and they will find out that, well, I guess what we could say is Mars would be absolutely toast every time it went by the sun, etc., etc. It could not possibly work. I will say, however, that the earth is in fact the center of a huge spiritual battle. This is a turf war, a real turf war, an interdimensional war of two entities battling for control over this planet and the minds and the hearts of the human race. And if people cannot admit that, they are already, according to scripture anyway, enemies of the Most High God. We're getting into an area here of theology and the fall of mankind, which nobody wants to look at, nobody wants to embrace. I've mentioned it before that the Bible is not a book about religion. It is a book about a rescue mission and a legal indictment of the human race from a power far superior to the human race. And I know people don't like to hear that, but if you take the Bible at its face value, and it makes comments in there that you either have to accept it as totally true or you have to just flagrantly disregard it and say that the whole Bible is actually just a pack of lies. I call it the book of zero options. When you make statements like that, like, I created the heavens, I created the earth, I created the earth to be inhabited, I did not create it in vain, the book of Isaiah, I created life. I created energy. I created time and space. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning of time and the end of time. I don't reside in time. I reside in a place called eternity. All of these statements are found in the book of Isaiah, scattered throughout all the other books of the Bible, if you just know where to look. Now, having said all that, those statements are so grandiose, so blatantly broad, they're either true or they're false. And if you can find a false statement, like I created the earth to be inhabited, I did not create it in vain, well, it's either a true statement or it's a totally false statement. And so everybody has to make up their mind as to which it is. As I have tried to point out many times before, the Bible is the most paranormal book ever written or ever handed to the human race. Mathematically, the continuity of the Bible is indisputable, as any great mathematician who knows about the biblical continuity of the words will tell you it was not created. The Bible was not written by the human race. The Bible was not written by anyone of human origin. It could not have been. The Bible was actually written over a period of over 1,000 years, and over those thousands of years by different writers. And yet, if you go from the Old Testament all the way through to the New Testament, you will find an irrefutable mathematical continuity that is indisputable, which proves conclusively that that Bible was not written by anyone on earth. It would not be possible to do. Now, what mankind has done, I believe, to Scripture is to make it into a book about religion, which it isn't. As I said before, the Bible is a legal document, an indictment against humanity. It also provides a way of escape from that document, from that indictment, I should say. It provides you with a method to get yourself declared innocent. The vast majority of people, even Christians, refuse to do that. Thus, they end up, I guess one could say, in a bad place, a bad place theologically, a bad place spiritually, and a bad place physically. So again, I will say the Bible, as we know it today, is not a book about religion. In fact, if it's properly read and properly understood, it stands against every religion on earth, including what is now called Christianity. What we did was we took something divinely inspired, or we could say extraterrestrially inspired, and in mankind's or humanity's attempt to understand what was being said, distorted it, took its plain language, distorted it in an attempt to bring this creator, claims he's the creator of everything, down to an understandable level. Hence, we have religions. Religions are the attempt of mankind to bring an understanding, bringing God down to some sort of an understandable level. That's not what the Bible's for. The Bible is to bring you up, to readjust you to the divine standard. Let me word it to you this way. A gemologist takes and studies what a perfect diamond would be. He then takes this perfect diamond and he examines other diamonds to see if they match, to see how many flaws they have. In other words, there is a standard. The Bible gives us a standard which humanity cannot possibly reach. Hence, the Bible claims, we are prisoners. Now, what's very, very interesting to me is the flat earth concept and a dome. If we have a flat earth and if we have a dome that we cannot penetrate, are we not then prisoners? And there is only one book in the entire world that claims we are prisoners, and even tells us who the prison keeper actually is. But if you embrace the flat earth and the dome, why do you not embrace then the biblical standard, we are a prisoner? Why does mankind cry freedom? You might want to ask yourself that. Why do you cry freedom? Why? What is this cry for being free? Free from oppression, free from government interference, free from taxation, free to do what you would like to do, not being forced into a job you hate, not being forced to drive from A to B every morning and every night, commuting to a job and going home, and a job you don't even like, you don't even want, but feel you must have, you become a prisoner. Humanity, according to the Bible, fell, became a prisoner. That's the indictment we are classified as an enemy of the Creator, whether we like it or not, whether we believe it or not, maybe totally immaterial. We are a prisoner. We have a prison keeper. The biggest prison you have is your own mind. The biggest reason why you never escape is because people will not open their mind to other possibilities, to even look. They are afraid to look. They are afraid to explore. I'll make one comment here about true Christianity. If you really want to find the truth of real, authentic Christianity, you have to open up your mind and you have to open up your heart to things you would never, ever have considered to be true, but are. That's what Night Shadows is really all about. That's what the paranormal is really all about. It is opening your heart and your mind to the possibilities of, we live not in a universe, but a multiverse separated in some method by some barriers, probably electromagnetic in nature, frequency in nature, that separate these dimensions. Every once in a while, when somebody sees something that they can't explain, there's been a merger of dimensions or a penetration. We now know that there are portals. We have pictures of portals. We have pictures of beings coming through those portals. Those are dimensional portals. We do not live in a universe. We live in a multiverse. And the last days are going to be very, very, how do I say? Have you ever watched the movie The Mist? That was a very interesting movie about a punched hole into another dimension and these creatures come through. The military did it. Well, now we have CERN. CERN is punching holes. They've even admitted, well, something could come through. We really don't know. So even science will now tell you we live in a multiverse. We do not live in a universe. CERN has already photographed other dimensions. I've seen the pictures that come out of CERN. This is all part of the overall last days knowledge explosion just before the end. Anyway, point I'm trying to make is simple. We live in a prison. We have a prison keeper. There is a way of escape. The Bible, if you would study it, will open your heart and open your mind to things you would have never believed were possible. I know that the human race, by and large, even though they claim they read the Bible, even though there are millions of Christians out there, they really don't. And even if they read it, they don't believe what it says. And I guess there's no cure for that, because after all, that's what biblical prophecy is all about. Biblical prophecy, to be properly understood, is a dimensional problem. You cannot understand how prophecy works unless you understand two aspects of it. Alpha and Omega, a timeline, a time ribbon, if you will, a wheel, if you will. And the other aspect of it is eternity. One of the best ways that I have found to explain time and eternity is envision a wagon wheel, if you will. The rim of the wheel is in reality our time-space continuum, the universe we live in. Eternity, on the other hand, is at the hub. If you were residing in the hub, you could see Alpha and you could see Omega. You would know the beginning and you would know the end because you could see all of it. The past, the present, and the future all exist all at the same time. Kind of hard to get your mind around it, but once you understand that part of it, then you can begin to understand why biblical prophecy is always 100% accurate, 100% of the time. And the reason it's 100% accurate is because it was already viewed. The Creator viewed it. He then turns around and gives it to what he calls prophets, like Jeremiah, Isaiah, Daniel, John the Revelator, and he gives them what he saw. What happened? You see, prophecy is not prediction. Prophecy is what actually happened. It's history written in advance because the Creator is outside of time and space. He sees it all. He simply gives what he saw to the prophets who write it down, who in turn give it to us so that we can read what is going to happen. Hence, Book of Daniel, the four beast powers, and how they all work together. The United Nations and how it works. The United Nations was prophesied 2,500 years ago. It's no mystery. It's no secret. It's right there. It's in the modern city of Babylon, the great city, wears purple and scarlet. Sitting right there in front of everybody's face, if you go look at the parameters that God gave to us, you'll find out real quick who the real players are, what they wanted, what they did, the wars, the rumors of wars, what Russia is doing under Putin right now, what the United Nations is doing under Agenda 21, Agenda 30, what the United States government is doing under Barack Hussein Obama, who is destroying America. It's all in there. It's all in the Bible. It's all in the prophets. But like everything else, people read it, they don't believe it. They become prisoners of their own mind. They go into denial. Well, this cannot be true. This can't be true. There's no way that the Creator could do this. There's no way that there is a reference point outside of time and space. There is just no way that could happen. I cannot comprehend it, therefore I'm going to discard it, and I'm not going to believe it. And hence, they go through life not really understanding what any of it is about, why they are here, what the Creator really does expect from them, which is not really a whole lot in one sense. You are here, actually, to find your Creator. It's the only reason you're here. I wrote a story about it. It's called The Game. You can get it on our membership site, the Night Shadows membership site, the Twilight area. It's called The Game. Life is a game. The game of life has an agenda. It has a beginning, a middle, and an ending, like any story. Your individual life and everything about you was known and written down in the books of heaven before the earth was even formulated. Every name is in the scriptures. Everything you do is already foreknown, will always be foreknown. Anyway, I'm kind of wandering around here, but I just wanted to make sure that people understand where the Bible is coming from. It is an extraterrestrial, it is an alien book. It claims, many, many claims are within it, and it's either a true book or it's a false book. And so everyone has to determine from that the premise of the Bible, be it true or be it false, and from that concept you pick and choose. You cannot, in a book of zero options like the Bible is, accept parts of it and disregard parts of it. Well, you can do that, but the Bible does not allow you to do that. I guess it's the only way to word that. Either the whole of the structure is true or the whole of the structure is false. Being a book of Bible, a book of zero options, and being a very interesting book that really does not do anything but annihilate most all the world religions, it is a paranormal book in the fact that it talks about the UFOs, it talks about so-called alien visitors, it talks about ghosts, it talks about paranormal, it talks about all kinds of weird things that are going on, it even talks about the destroyer. This planet X is right there in the Bible. It's in the book of Revelation. It's in the book of Isaiah. It's in the book of Jeremiah. It's all there. I don't know why people won't read it. I don't know why they can't accept it. So all of this stuff goes down basically right in front of people's noses, but they can't see it for what it is. Night Shadows is here essentially to help you to understand what is going on around you and why you need to know about it. The Bible does not say in vain, study to show yourself approved. It does not say in vain, seek wisdom, seek understanding, with all thy getting, with all thy heart, with all thy strength, with all thy mind. It's telling you something. It's warning you about something. So that you not be caught by surprise. That you can defend yourselves and protect yourselves against the powers of evil that are now rising up in the United States. We are moving very rapidly into a police state unlike anything ever seen on planet Earth. They're going to spring it. Probably after some sort of a false flag. I have no idea what that will be, but it could be anything. And when it sprung, the American people are in for a horrific, horrific time of trouble and tribulation that did not have to be, that could have easily been prevented, but the American people simply would not. They're too preoccupied, just as exactly as the Bible says they would be, occupied with, how do I say, idols, baseball, football, basketball, all kinds of sports, golf, doesn't matter. They're mad, the Bible says, upon their idols. This is what they live for. They are called earth dwellers in the scripture. They live, they are permanent dwellers on this planet. They don't think about anything else, about life. They go to work, they come home, they can't wait for the next music concert, the next baseball game, the next basketball game, the next football game, whatever it is. And they gather in front of their big TV sets and they watch all this. This is their idol. Probably in their house somewhere, probably on some bookshelf, probably covered with dust, is a book called the Holy Bible that they really look at, if ever, which would tell them everything they need to know about their life, why they're here, what the Creator wants, and how to stay out of trouble. Basically. And yet, for all that, they have perverted it, destroyed it, trampled on it. They don't want to hear about the truth, the real truth. There is a real truth out there. There really is. You better lay hold of it. The Bible is not speaking in vain when it says, seek after wisdom and understanding with all thy heart, all thy mind, all thy strength. Because it is essential for your escape. The world is going to be judged now. And that judgment is not going to be fun when it starts. Anyway, I guess, you know, if you really looked at what the Bible says, and then you go to a movie like The Planet of the Living Dead, Zombieland, The Battle of the Zombies, whatever these movies are now called, they're telling you the truth. Humanity is a dead being before the Creator. Now, that's hard to stomach. That's hard to understand, but that's what it does teach. We are prisoners. We are dead to the Creator. There is only one escape route, and only one Redeemer is necessary. You don't need 50 million avatars. You don't need 100,000 beams of light to show you the way. You only need one Redeemer for one humanity. Only one. Anyway, we are a dead planet, and we should be called the planet of the living dead. We walk around, we do our jobs, we do this, we do that, we have our Easter parties, our Christmas parties, our Thanksgivings, we do all of these things in this world, but we are dead to the Creator, but very much alive to this world. And because we are very much alive to this world, the Creator is telling us we are dead to Him. Therefore, you have to make a transition from being dead to Him over to being alive in Him. And that's the message of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come unto me, He said, all you who are heavy laden, my burden is light. In the book of John, He says, light came into the world, and men hated the light. They would not come to the light to have their deeds reproved. They refused. They loved darkness. The Lord said we live in darkness, spiritual darkness. In other words, we don't have a clue. We are absolutely clueless in Seattle. We have no concept whatsoever of what is really going on in this multiverse of ours, or where we actually stand before a Creator. There's only one way, folks, you can find out. There's only one overall explanation for all the paranormal activity out there, ghosts, Bigfoot, all of these weird things that go on out there. There's only one explanation that makes any sense at all, and I hope Night Shadows will prove it to you, that there is only one explanation. Because in truth, there is only one explanation. Because mankind is a fallen creature and a prisoner in his universe, he cannot escape it. Try as he might invent isms, religions, philosophies, whatever, they're all a dead end. All the religions of the world are a dead end religion. All the isms, the communisms, Marxism, whatever. It doesn't matter if you have a nation that is relatively free, like the United States was. Doesn't matter if you're a Republican, Democrat, liberal, conservative. They're all dead ends. They don't mean anything. They never will mean anything. They can't possibly mean anything. So, if this be true in the Bible, it makes a very, very interesting comment. It says, wisdom and understanding are not found in the land of the living. I want you to think about that one. Wisdom and understanding, true wisdom, true understanding, is not found in the land of the living. Do we really comprehend what that means? That means that all the wisdom and all the universities and all the schools and all of the things that we think we are so smart about, all of science, all the philosophies, all the theologies, all the religions of the world don't really have any good wisdom in them or any real understanding. Why is that? Well, it goes on to say, death and hell, they've heard of this wisdom. They've heard of this understanding. I want you to think about that one. Death and hell say, yeah, we've heard about that. Yeah, we think it's down here. Perhaps that's why Jesus Christ said, pick up your cross, follow me. See, he went to Calvary, died. He ordered us to pick up our cross. One should figure out what he meant by that. These are just little clues as I wander around, because we're at the end of basically 2015. We're moving into another year, a year that is not going to go well for the American people, a year that is really not going to go well even for the entire human race, because the entire human race, with all of its power, for some reason, some mystical reason, I guess one could say some paranormal reason, has allowed the rich men of the earth to gain control, to gain power, and we submit to it. We don't have to, but the Bible says we will. And because we do it, because the rich men set up their new world order, and we follow into it like lambs to the slaughter, then I guess we have no one to blame but ourselves. But 2016 does not bid very well for humanity. The approach of the destroyer is coming. And there's not a lot you or I or anybody else can do about it anyway. I've been rambling around here a bit, but I'm trying to lay a foundation of understanding that when you examine the UFO phenomenon, when you examine the extraterrestrial phenomenon, when you examine the paranormal, you will find that there's answers to all of it. They are answers that cannot be refuted, cannot be denied, as long as one does what they were, I guess one could say, almost commanded to do. I hate to use that word, but that's actually essentially a command. Study, seek out, search, ask, seek, and you will find. You will find the truth, and you will find out that the UFO, extraterrestrials, and all of this end up at the same place. In any event, we're going to get into a situation of some of the UFO stuff that I find very, very interesting. I've always been interested in it. Being a professional pilot, I've seen several unmistakable, what I would call unmistakable, alien craft, or, if not alien, such high advanced technology that is hidden from the public, which also is true. We have black operations that go so deep. We have things going on that I think if the American people ever really found out how far advanced we really are technologically, it would shock them to the core, and they'd probably shut everything down. It would scare them to that degree. Remember what Carl Sagan that said, advanced technology will appear to the uninformed, the uninitiated, as powers from the gods. And you are about to see some very interesting high technology designed to fool the entire planet into accepting a false god, a false concept. Bible simply calls it Antichrist. Anti means not only is he against, which is kind of hidden, but much more in place of. The United States is being set up to accept the emplacement of, the replacement of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Redeemer of the human race. The human race doesn't want to hear that. They say, we don't need to be redeemed. We never fell in the first place, so don't be telling us about any redemption. We only need ascended masters to help us and guide us through all of the turmoil that is soon to come. Hence, either Jesus Christ is a liar, first class, in fact, probably the biggest liar that ever graced planet Earth, or he's actually telling the truth. And in Night Shadows, what we try to do is examine what could be true and what couldn't be true. To do that, you have to have an open mind, an open heart. You have to examine things and get rid of biases, get rid of prejudices. You know, it's a very, very interesting comment that Jesus Christ made when he came here. He said, come to me as a little child. Come to me as a little child. Well, what is he really saying there? He's saying, you know, if I tell you something, accept it as written or as stated. Now, he's not asking you to not search the matter out and prove it. To the contrary, he wants you to prove it to yourself that it is true, like the Bereans. Could this possibly be true? What this man is saying, could it be true? Search it out. Find out. There is what I call a baseline zero. Wrote a book about it. Kind of interesting. Baseline zero is ultimate truth. There is an ultimate truth. Your whole life is supposed to be attempting to find and embrace that truth. Pontius Pilate had an encounter. Now, you got to remember something about Pontius Pilate. Pontius Pilate was a cruel, evil ruler. Heartless, for all practical purposes. He'd have to be classified as totally heartless. So here comes this lowly, itinerant preacher man who stands before Pilate. And Pilate asks him some questions. And at first, this preacher man said nothing. Pontius impatiently said, don't you know I have the power to kill you? And the reply was astounding. You would have no power at all unless it were given to you from on high. Then Pilate is beginning to wonder what's really going on here. Who am I really dealing with? And so he asks him, who are you? Who are you? What are you? I want you to think about that. Pontius was a heartless but very intelligent, politically savvy ruler. Why would he be asking this lowly, itinerant man, what are you? Who are you? Unless he knew that standing before him was something so radically different, he couldn't put his finger on it, and he was nervous. And he was afraid, and he didn't know what to do with it, so he washed his hands of it and gave him back to the Jews, to the Sanhedrin, who decided they'd better kill him in order to save their nation. And so they killed him, and in so doing, actually did save their nation, fulfilling prophecy in a way, as usually prophecy is fulfilled, in a way that no one ever guessed it would be fulfilled. And the same goes true today. America is deep in biblical prophecy, but few believe it. Few will even tolerate that concept. The American people, even if they read the scriptures, are in almost total denial about who America is. We're not in Bible prophecy, or our prophetic leaders all tell us, with few exceptions, we're just not in there. Sort of like saying God is blind in one eye and can't see out of the other. Let's see. Why would God not know about the nation that is the greatest nation to ever grace planet Earth? A nation that has gone into outer space. Whoops, I mean, they hit the dome of the flat Earth. They never quite made it to outer space, but that's neither here nor there. The nation that went over to Israel to defend her, the nation that recognized Israel, the first nation in the world to recognize Israel as a nation, the nation that has provided Israel with goods and weapons to prevent her demise, the only nation that has solidly stood behind Israel until the election of Barack Hussein Obama, and now we're in the business of betraying Israel. You don't think that the nation that had the greatest aviation program, the greatest space program, a nation that came out of every tongue, nation, and tribe, he wouldn't recognize it? He wouldn't see it? Come on, folks. You're in denial. America is deeply embedded in latter-day prophecy. We are fulfilling the role, just as outlined 2,500 years ago, to the letter, no exceptions. Jeremiah, Isaiah, Book of Revelation, all talk about the United States of America. It's just coded. New York City. Even the rich men of the earth will tell you that New York City, not London, but New York City is the financial capital of the world. I don't want to get into that too much, but you might want to read DEFCON 1. It's a book I've written and put up there. I wrote it under my pen name, but nevertheless, order DEFCON 1, and you'll understand who America is and why I called it DEFCON 1. DEFCON 1 is the highest level of military alert before an attack, because America is about to be attacked. Be very careful of Putin. The people underestimated who Putin is, number one. Number two, the technology that the Russians now have. Number three, the Soviet Union under Glasnost did not really ever break up. It just looked like it broke up. Our enemy, the enemy of America, is over the poles. Get out a globe, go up, whoops, I forgot, flat Earth. Well, go a straight line over what is called the North Pole, draw a straight line, and you will run directly into who? Oh, I think maybe it's Russia and the former Soviet Union. Last time I looked, anyway. These are the enemy and their allies, who are already now gathering around mighty America. And they are about to spring a trap. And America is going to go down. Order DEFCON 1. Go to our website, the membership site for Night Shadows. We are putting up all kinds of things for people so that they will begin to understand what's really going on and not believe all the lies of the prophecy people out there. Well, America's not in the Bible anywhere. I never saw it anywhere. And so on it goes, but it is there. It will always be there. And America is fulfilling her role with 100% accuracy, and we are about to be terminated. We're already terminated as a free nation under a constitution. The constitution has been totally abandoned. The American people have allowed that to happen. We are going to go into a police state that is horrific, far beyond what China, Hitler, Stalin did, because no one is going to stop them from doing what they want to do. They also have the technology to do it. So we are in for a lot of surprises, a lot of things are going to happen, and most of it I find extremely fascinating, having been to the other side and looking back. It's kind of like I'm standing on the moon, and I've got my earphones on, and I'm listening to humanity, the radios, the TV stations, and I'm watching the players of the nations do exactly what the Bible said they would do. You also can know all about it. You can know who the real players are. Join our night shadows. You'll wish you did. You'll be glad you did. We don't ask people to believe anything we say. I've never asked in all the years I've been in the paranormal to ask anyone to believe it. Anything I say, I ask you rather to check it out for yourself. Be honest with yourself. Be intellectually honest with yourself. Open up your mind to other possibilities you maybe never thought of. Open up your heart, and you will find things you never ever believed were possible. Search, Jesus said, you will find. Seek. Knock on the door of wisdom and understanding. It will be opened. Search it out. Prove it to yourself. Jesus Christ never asked you to buy a pig in a poke. What he did ask you was to open your heart, open your mind, seek it out, and it would be proven to you what the real truth was. So that's all we ask here at Night Shadows. Open your heart, open your mind. You'll be amazed at how paranormal this world really is. And that life, as you have thought it, is not what reality really is. Ever have a dream that was so real, touch, smell, everything, full color? Ever have that kind of a dream? What was it? How come it could be so real when it was all in your mind? And yet you could sit in a chair, you can eat food, you can taste it. You can sit at a table, you feel it, and yet it's just a dream. It's ethereal. Well, dreams maybe are an opening to the paranormal. And maybe, just maybe, I'll leave you with this thought. The paranormal is normal, and normal really is paranormal. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next time.